the new screen, the old screens and the new screens. And so it also comes up for the shaila, even more of a shaila, for mechikas Hashem. Why? Because Shalom Aleichem. This is Dr. Hershkowitz. Nissan Hershkowitz.
That just means teacher. Everybody here is a doctor.
Which I just met today. So.
Oh, I don't need this.
So right. So anyway, he Rabbi Flug is a big Rebbe in technology. So he thought it doesn't make a difference. And even though he heard the tzad, but he thought it doesn't make a difference. But it's a big shaila for mechikas Hashem also, for learning, because it's the same problem. If you think it makes a difference, then maybe you should be asked. All right, so let's start. Okay, you start? It started already? Okay, gevaldik. So, we are learning Meleches Kosev. So, Meleches Kosev, a tolda, we paskin, like the Rambam, that a tolda of Meleches Kosev is Roshem. And Roshem presumably includes...
3:35, we are halfway there.
Roshem...
I want to just take a moment to thank everyone who's helped with the fundraising. We are less than $6,000 away from our goal.
Yeah, that's what it is. So... So a tolda of Kosev, Meleches Kosev is writing, a tolda of Kosev is Roshem. Roshem includes making pictures. So the shaila is very, very common shaila. I go into anywhere. I go to the Kosel, I go to YU Beis Medrash, and I am being videoed. I'm going to YU Beis Medrash in the security room in Gluck. They have video, and I am appearing on this video screen in the security booth. So is that a violation of Roshem? Because I'm causing a picture of myself to appear. So there are a number of approaches. We got a chair for my father. Thank you. Perfect. Abba, there's a chair over there.
Can I move there?
Okay.
Can I move over there?
This is good. Come close.
Here, you okay? I'm one of the kids, too.
Okay. Bershus Avi Mori. So we're talking about Meleches, the Melacha of Kosev, or Roshem. And the question is, could you walk into a room where you know you're being recorded? So you know that you're... My image is going to appear on a screen in some room that I walk into. Is that a violation? So we'll start from the most machmir to the most makel. Rav Elyashiv is cited as saying that potentially that's Roshem De'oraisa. You're creating a picture of yourself to appear on a screen. You'll tell me. But it's Einu Miskayim. We have a principle in Hilchos Shabbos that anytime you create something that's not long-lasting, and certainly in this case, is not an Isser to...
Especially on these four.
Especially, right. So especially for... It's a Mefurish Mishnah for Kosev. That's for sure not an Isser Daraisa. So he says no, because if I were to stand still... Okay. So if I were to stand still, then for sure... It would last forever. So what causes my image to disappear? I walk off. So that is equivalent to writing and erasing. And his proof is the Rambam writes like this. The Rambam says, if I write on my skin, then I'm chayev. Oh. So how could I write on my skin? It's not going to last. How long? After a week and a half, it's going to be gone. So the Rambam says it's like writing and erasing, because the heat of your body causes the ksav to erase. So if the heat on your body causes your ksav to erase, so therefore, it's like you wrote and you erase. You won't be chai for erasing, that's totally passive, but you're chai for the ksiva.
Sorry to interrupt, and so, if you would like to prepare for the feature chiyurim in session 4, all of our mechalas are in the back, all the sessions in session 4.
So it is like writing and erasing. So here too, you walk in front of the camera, you're causing writing to happen or drawing to happen, a picture to happen. When you walk away, it's erasing. So therefore, you're chayev. That's what he writes. No. So potentially, but at the very least, writing. So then he says, but he thinks he's going to concede that it's still only going to be derabbanan. Why? Because it's not derech ksiva. Why isn't it derech ksiva? Because the way you write is not by walking in front of a camera. The way you write is with a pen, with a marker, with paints. So it's pater. It's only aser midrabbanan for that reason. Now you could object to that as well. You could say, what do you mean? Of course this is derech ksiva. Everybody makes pictures nowadays by walking in front of a camera.
Derech Rishima.
It's derech Rishima, exactly. So Rav Eliashiv must have held that we define derech based off of what? Based off of the Av, or the Mishkan. Exactly. So if the way in which... So if the way in which it is still not the way the Av was done, it was not the way the Mishkan was done, and therefore it's an Isser Dirabana. Okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about closed circuit televisions, which is basically the same question, and he says he thinks it is Eino Miskayim, which would mean that if you think that Rav Eliashiv and Rav Moshe are both right, or I guess if you think that Rav Moshe would agree to Rav Eliashiv, he doesn't mention it, so then it would be a double Drabanan. And being a double Drabanan, we'll see, is going to be very significant in a practical sense. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach thought it's not even an Isser Drabanan at all. Why? This is not ksiva. You're just causing pixels on a screen to illuminate. Causing pixels on a screen to illuminate is not considered kosave. You have to write, it has to be more tangible. And we could compare this to other things which are clearly not kosave. You're allowed to go in front of a mirror, right? If I'm in front of a mirror, obviously that's not kosave. But I mean, I'm causing an image of myself to appear in a mirror. If I, we talked about before, maybe using a projector and putting those transparencies, right? Words are appearing on the wall. And we know if you write on a wall, that's chayev. But the answer is there's no mamashos, there's no tangibility to that. So, come, grab a seat. So if we get one more chair, is that chair please? Okay. All right. So the point is that if you, so there's no trend, there is no tangibility, and therefore, he thinks, it shouldn't even be aser alts kosev. Now, is it another malacha? We'll talk about in a moment maybe it should be aser if it's saved. And we talked about last time, I asked Rabbi Flug, who is here, if he thinks LCD screens and LED screens should be different. He didn't think it would make a difference. Okay. So,
focus on Flug and Gabe Gross.
Yes, so if Gabe was here, I would be scared. He's in the room somewhere, but exactly. Okay. Rezalman Nechemya Goldberg says it is grama. And along similar lines, Rav Buzner has a tshuva in which he argues, and this is relevant for many things, that if I'm not doing any, I'm just walking, I'm just doing my business, and especially if I'm not mechave, and just by walking something happens, that cannot be classified as meleches machsheves. So I walk into Gluck, and my picture is being taken, that can't be meleches machsheves. And if it's both einu mechavein and derech hilucho, so then it's nothing at all. This tshuva, there's a couple of tshuvos, one version of this appears in the back of Orchu Shabbos, volume 1.
Can we distinguish between a public place and a place like Gluck, where the yeshiva makes the rules and there's video cameras on the mat?
Well, what am I doing? I didn't make the rules.
So
here we're going to distinguish in a moment, because one of the tzadim to be mako is going to be the following. If it's a psik resha, delo echpas leit, and an isser drabanan, it may be mutter. As we've seen, many poskim are mako and a psik resha that I don't care about. And an Isser Drabanan in the first place. So we've seen a number of reasons why this is, at worst, an Isser Drabanan. I couldn't care less, so it's going to be mutter. That, assuming we're going to be mekel on a psik resha lo echpas leit for an Isser Drabanan. But that would only help if it's lo echpas leit. So if it's somebody else's security system, right? I'm walking down the street and my neighbors are videoing me. Okay, I don't care. It's really low echelon. I couldn't care less. What if it's my own home, right? I'm the one who spent thousands of dollars setting up this expensive security system. And I can say, okay, I don't want myself to be videoed. I just want the burglars to be videoed. But that's not really possible.
Somebody would be otherwise halachically observant terrorists to ask the warrant.
Exactly. So that could be an argument. But since such a thing doesn't really exist, in other words, I can't, there, you know, maybe with advances in AI that will be possible. But Lamaisa, I can't yet have a system in which it only videos, it only records terrorists. So Mimela, I'm interested, basically, Bashar Husham, as things stand, I'm interested in everybody being videoed. That is much less clear if we could consider that lo nichalei, because it is nichalei. Again, I don't care that...
Again, it's lo nichalei. You don't want it to take up the space.
I don't want it to... so you could make that argument, but I want...
I'd rather not have any...
But I want this... But I want it to function. I want this video...
When it's on, it's not making machine learning.
It is. It's. I want it to video everybody who walks in front of my house.
No, I don't want... No, you don't. You want it to...
But because I can't have it just everybody. Yeah.
Hey, going back, before segregation, what would be the difference between... If it's based on just that it's transitory, why can't the keyboard?
Good, excellent. So there might be, if that is true, in other words, if you hold that that's correct. In other words, if this is true, now we still haven't talked about being saved. Is that an additional problem? Let's assume now, talking about old-fashioned closed-circuit TVs, where it appears for a moment on a monitor, but then disappears forever. So you're right. In other words, according, if you think that it's not even Rishima Dirabanan, because, or Ksiva Dirabanan, because nothing's being written, and the pixels on the screen are zero, so there would not be a violation of COSAFE. Now, by typing, you would be in violation of the general ISSER of using electrical devices. What ISSER is that? So that is another question, which we'll briefly talk about in a moment, but it's for a whole nother issue. But assuming, as we do, that that's... Some poskim hold that would be an ISSER d'oraisa. Most poskim hold it's ISSER midrabanan for one way or the other. But assuming that's ISSER midrabanan anyway, it won't help. That won't help. But here we're talking about, independent of that, is it a violation of COSAFE or Roshan? So the question you're bringing up is a very good question, and we're going to return to that question as well. The question is, do I say this machine functioning is nichali, or do we say, well, I want it to function in a way that's impossible, so we could still call it lo nichali? And that is not at all clear. Now, let's talk about a slightly different question. So let's say I go ahead and we said that, assuming that having your own home system is considered nichali. So, but I want my home security system. So what if I turn off the monitor? Everything is being recorded, but nothing's actually appearing on any monitors. If somebody, you know, breaks into my house, I'll be able to, you know, after Shabbos, I'll go to the cloud, and I'll be able to see everything that happened, but the monitor is off. Nothing is happening. Is the recording of information on a disk drive, right? And it might be an actual hard drive on my computer, it might be somewhere on the cloud. Is that a problem of COSAFE or Roshan? So there was this actually interesting shaila came up in Baltimore a couple of years ago. In Baltimore, every time, you know, every house has a water meter. So the old-fashioned water meters... exactly. The old-fashioned water meters were mechanical devices. Every time you turned on your water, there was a meter outside your house, and it would... Fine, there's no halachic question there. But in Baltimore, we always think of people in Baltimore being behind 20 years behind everybody else. But you know, they also are cheap. They don't want any... Sorry, Yoni. So they don't want anyone to get away with, you know, not paying for water. So they installed smart meters, which basically means the water meter is electronically transferred immediately to, I don't know, the water station. And now there's no monitor, there's no screen where it says, you know, how much water is being used at 15 Maple Avenue, but recorded on their computers is this information. Every time I turn it on. Now you can say here, this is low nichali. I'd be very happy if I didn't have to pay for my water. But is that recording of the information a problem? So Rabbi Heineman, the Rav in Baltimore, thought this was okay, but he decided, you know, he better noget. Everybody asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also thought it was okay. He said, if there's nothing that is changing to the naked eye, even and it's lo nichale, then there's no problem. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. But what is it? What if it is nichale, right? And so this might be related to, like we said, the video, the security systems, or a Fitbit, or all sorts of things, right? A Fitbit. Everyone, those are like things that look like watches. So they record every step that I take. And I want to know, you know, my doctor tells me I need to get more exercise. I need to walk 5,000 steps every day. So I'm going to turn on my phone after Shabbos, and it's going to say, you know, you walked 3,700 steps today, another 1,300 off to the treadmill, right? So it records it. It's nichali. I want it, but nothing's happening. Could that be usher? Could it be usher midoraisa? So there's a very fascinating position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach on this question. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that if you save something to a disk, it is an iser d'oraisa, not of co-save, because there's nothing visible being saved, right? I can't, even though it's true, there's something physically being saved, but there's nothing that's visible to the eye. The disk looks exactly the same after the information was stored on it than before. But he says it's a problem of boner makbepatish. Why is that? So we have to take a step back to the general question of electricity on Shabbos. What's the din for electricity on Shabbos? So, again, sometimes it's pretty straightforward. Not totally straightforward, but if you turn on an incandescent light, so you're causing metal to become red hot, not just white hot, or even white hot, the filament, that might be a violation of Bishul or Mavir or the like. Okay, we could really come up without too much difficulty of an Isser D'oraisa. But what about if there's no filament, no turning on a fan, no heat?
Bishul by something that's not a Meichel?
Yes, there's definitely Bishul D'oraisa for things that aren't a Meichel. And so that's not our Malacha right now. But that's the question. So some poskim said it's Molid. And again, when we get to Bona, we'll talk about these views. But now we're just going to concern ourselves with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that because you're bringing, let's use the example of a fan, when you turn on a fan, you're bringing it to life. It's dead, and you are bringing it to life. You're mamid davar al tchunaso. You're bringing a tsura legeshem. You're bringing it alive. Now, how do I know that's a violation of... For now, we're going to say bonus/makabepatish. Again, when we get to Melechas Bona Makabat, we'll figure out which one it is. But for now, we won't distinguish. Where do we find that's a violation of bonus makabepatish? So the Chaye Adam made the following argument. He said that if you wind a watch, and for now we'll say even a dead watch, you're bringing it to life, and it might be a violation of bonus makabepatish. You're bringing it to life. Now, this is a very big chiddush, and the honest truth is, one of the things that when we get to Boner, we're going to try to figure out, because it's a great mystery, is how, for example, there are poskim that will say, winding a watch is an Isser D'oraisa, but if you have a clogged toilet and you plunge it, it's mutter, or at least mutter b'makom tzar. And, you know, what's the difference? Not at all an easy chiluk. We'll get to those a little later. But that's what he argued. He had certain makoros for it. Very big chiddush, not at all obvious. So Shlomo Zalman said, well, Chayadim is right. I mean, the Chazon Ish, Chayadim is right that bringing the watch to life is a violation of Bonah. So then bringing the fan to life by pressing the on button is equally a violation of Bonah. Says Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he had a tshuva fascinating back and forth with the Chazon Ish, that's totally wrong. When you use maybe, you could hear the watch as being dead, maybe. And when you turn it on, you're bringing it back to life. But here, you're just using the fan. Turning the fan on and off is using things. When you use something, that cannot be seen as bona marka bepatish. But he said, I would agree with the Chazon Ish that if you are, again, if you are no censura begashem, if you're mamid al tunaso, you're not just using the object, but you're giving it its you're giving it its form. That could be seen as building. And so if you record, you have a blank tape and you record on that tape, and now it went from a blank tape to a music, you know, I could listen to it. So playing the music, according to Chazon Ish, even playing the music would be Nisr D'oraisa. He says, no, play, once the music is recorded, that's a Nisr, at worst, a Nisr D'rabanan to play. But to record the music, that might be Nisr D'oraisa. That's what the Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes.
And what if there's already something
on this? So I saw that Rabbi Bodner makes that R.N. and he says, yeah, maybe re-recording wouldn't be. No, it's only the first time. So, but that's a fair question. So now, our question is like this. So what about using the Fitbit? Maybe using the Fitbit. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm recording. So if you hold of your distinction, so then maybe it's unclear. Do we see this as using it? In other words, you're not recording over something. But at the same time, you could say it's much more dome to using it. So
you can't start the Fitbit regimen on a Friday night, but we're talking about beyond it.
So I was wondering about this. So Rabbi Jachter, Rabbi Chaim Jachter, recently wrote a book, not yet published. If anybody wants to edit it, I'm sure he would appreciate it. So I figure. So he sent it to me recently and asked for my thoughts. So I was just thinking about this topic. So he didn't have a chapter on Fitbits, or at least not that I did a search. So, but he mentioned that he thought it would be an Isser Darabana. So I called him and I said, Shkayach, it's an amazing sefer. But I said, I hadn't seen yet that point from Rabbi Bodner. And I said, one second, according to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, why isn't this an Isser Daraisa? Because nothing is visibly changing, but you're recording, you're storing. Mom is using this Fitbit to be an Isser Daraisa. So he said, you're right. And he told me he changed it, he added, according to Shlomo Zalman, it'll be an Isser Daraisa. Good.
So then, because
Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says storing information, storing something on the tape recorder or on the diskette is an Isser D'oraisa. So
even if it's not playing.
Well, so again, I haven't gotten to that. I went out of order because of your question. No, it's not. It's his fault. That would be confusing. But I hadn't yet realize that distinction. So I said, why is it using the Fitbit? He says, you're right. And he said, okay, I'm going to write that's Nisr D'oraisa. Good. So I was thinking about that. And then I said, well, one second. If that's right, that using the Fitbit because you're saving information is Nisr D'oraisa, then every time I use my phone, it's Nisr D'oraisa. Everybody goes ahead. You know, people have to go to the hospital on Shabbos. They're going to have a baby. So, okay, if it's pikuach nefesh, You do whatever you need to do. Drive to the hospital. Call Hatzalah 911. Okay, but typically, person you know is not in a super rush. You have time on to go slowly. You have to get to the hospital on Shabbos. But we know if there's absolutely no danger, we try to be memayit b'melacha. If you could avoid an Isser D'oraisa and just do an Isser D'rabanan, that's better. So. Used to be, like when we had our first kid, So when I was preparing for Shabbos delivery, it's before smartphones and before Uber. So what would we do? So you could call a car service. Or in the Heights, you know, you could go hail a car service. But assuming, you know, it's 2 in the morning, you're not. So you call a cab, call a car service. Great. But then they invented Uber. And, you know, everybody assumed, oh, that's so much better. Why? Because you don't have to worry about money. And we assume, like I said, for the most part, dealing with electrical devices in Issa Drabanan. So it's much better. So you have Mekachumem car, but you'd have Mekachumem car anyway with the car service. You have to figure out a way to pay. You have to deal with the money. You have to. So this is really so much easier. You Uber to the hospital, and there's no Issa Deraisa. Great. But if but then I thought, what do you mean? Issa Deraisa Mamish? Because every time I use my Uber, or for that matter, I make any call, 1 second, everything's being saved. Everything you do is being saved. You make a phone call, it's being saved. You go look at your calls. You do Uber, it's being saved. You know what you paid and where it went. Everything is saved.
That's not the purpose.
Oh, you turn on everything.
You turn on a light before Shabbos now. The fact that it's on is continuously being recorded because everything.
Well, I haven't done anything. But here, I'm doing something on Shabbos. I'm using the thing.
But the keyboard is not for that purpose.
That's exactly. Okay, but I want it. I want my record. I use my call log all the time. I want my calls to be stored, right, and saved. It's a feature. Might happen to be on Shabbos. I don't want it because I don't want to be Machal Shabbos. But that's like saying turning on your light in the refrigerator is lo nichale because on Shabbos I don't want it to go on, right? That's absurd. This is a feature that you want. You want a refrigerator light because it's easier to use. I want all my phone calls, at least, you know, my call history to be saved. It's a feature that I like. If you really thought that there's an Issa D'Oraisa anytime anything's being saved, then, like I said, every time you use your phone, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So,
in Psik Reisha, isn't Psik Reisha because that person just wants to cut off the head? He wants to cut off the head for that person. Here, these are all side things. This is, using the phone not because you want to record anything.
It is true, but it's...
It's Mamela. It's not even the keyword of your reaction.
So I intend one thing, to make a phone call.
And you're
an inevitable consequence of my phone call is that it's being recorded. It's nichale. So if you think that recording that information is an Issa D'Oraisa, as Shlomo Zalman says, so then it's a psik reisha de nichale, it's an Issa D'Oraisa.
I can understand that the recording of even you entering your home might be because you want to record people entering. But you don't want to record.
I want my call, not my phone calls. I want my call log recorded.
No, I
sure I do. I use
it
all the time.
You're making the phone call.
That's true. That's an inevitable consequence of my act.
For the next child, you worry about it then, but they have that phone number.
But it's inevitable consequence. That's what Psik Reisha is. Psik Reisha is, I'm not mechaving for. Psik Reisha is an example of Davar Sheino Mechaving. It's happening. It's inevitably going to happen. And if I'm happy that it's happening, it's a Psik Reisha de Nichale. So if this, in fact, is the view of Shlomo Zalman, that anytime anything is recorded is D'Oraisa, then it turns out that we have Yisurim D'Oraisa all over the place when, you know, everybody assumes these are all Yisurim D'Rabban. Not everybody, but the Welt assumes these are all Yisurim D'Rabbanan, these are all Yisurim D'Oraisa. So the answer, I think, is, though, it's hard to know what Shlomo Zalman would say. And the reason is because in the world of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, there were two options, right? Either it was like, you know, it was like the closed circuit TV in which it lasts for, you know, an instant and it disappears, or you intentionally record it. He didn't have this situation of everything being memela recorded. So he told us that when you intentionally record it, we're dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa. The question is, what would he say about this? Would he say this is more like using, in which case it's at worst a D'Rabbanan, or would it be more like recording, which he says is an Issa D'Oraisa? I think it's reasonable to assume, and this is what you're arguing, is that this would be like using and not creating. In other words, using his his setup, where creating something is an issa deraisa, using something is an issa derabanan. It is true that he said recording is creating, but that was in the olden days when it might have been true, recording was creating. But here, where using is not, where this is using, it could be more correctly seen as using, then maybe according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it wouldn't be an issa deraisa.
Why wouldn't that still just boil down to psikreisha d'nichla?
So it would be then at worst the psikreisha d'nichla and issa derabanan.
Yeah, but meaning the fact that it's a psikreisha, why should that mean that it ceases to be an issa deraisa? All you've changed is from a
no. The answer is the answer is like this: we know that using a device is an issa derabanan, and creating a device is an issa deraisa. So now the question is: so Shlomo Zalman Orbach concedes that maybe the Chayadim is right, and therefore creating does not have to be yesh me'ayin. Even bringing it to life is a potential issa deraisa. So winding your watch might be an issa deraisa. Question is, and likewise, he said, recording, making a recording on a blank disc, on a blank tape, is an issa deraisa. That is bringing it to life. The question is, how do we look at this? Do we look at this as using the tape, which he said is an issa deraisa, or do we do it as recording a song on the tape? Sorry, using the tape, which is an issa derabanan, or recording a song on the tape is an issa deraisa. It's not obvious which camp it falls into, but I think it's more mistaber that this, it would be more correct to see this as using and not creating. I asked Rabbi Packer what he thought about this. Rabbi Packer, you remember Rabbi Packer?
Yes, of course not.
Chaim Packer is also a big expert in these matters.
Oh, yeah.
So he thought, first of all, he thought that he didn't like Shlomo Zalman. I don't like a strong word. He's very into Rav Asher Weiss's Mahalach on Electricity, which is super mechudash. And again, we'll get to it when we get to Bona or Makabeh Patish. But he argued that when it comes to recording, according to Rav Asher Weiss's Mahalach, it depends if it's a chash of recording or not. In other words, it's a very interesting thing. If it's a chash of recording, then it's an issa deraisa makom patish. If it's not a chash of recording, if it's not significant, then it isn't. Now, the gedur of that is obviously hard to define, but just to give a mashal, let's say I have a, let's take a computer example. Let's say I have a brand new laptop, and I download MS Word, and I save it. So what have I done? I saved something on my computer. So that's significant. Why? Because that's given significant functionality to my computer that it didn't otherwise have. Now I could do word processing. Originally, I couldn't. Let's say I save a attachment to an email. It's a big attachment. So in terms of what's technically happening, it's exactly the same, right? There's no difference. In both cases, I'm saving something on my hard drive. But in one case, it's significant. One case, it's not. Likewise, if we use the formulation of Shlomo Zalman, I could say saving an attachment is using my computer, downloading Word is giving a new tzura to my computer. One might be Nisr Deraisa, one might be Nisr Derabana. So when it comes to this question of what is saving, whether it's the Fitbit, the water meter, the video recording and the like, one could argue that whether you take Rav Asher Weiss's Mahalech or Shlomo Zalman's Mahalech, we're dealing with an Isser Derabanan for this type of typical recording at worst, and not an Isser Deraisa, which, as I said, is going to be very relevant for us, because once we're in the realm of an Isser Derabanan, then there are a number of other tzadim that we can consider. If we're in a realm of a deoraisa, then obviously it's much more chamor. Now, there's a fascinating. Are there any mekoros in Shas though for this question of recording something? So there might be a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalet. fascinating, Shaila. If you write with invisible ink and someone pours, I don't know exactly what this is, like James Bond of the Talmud, and then you pour something on it and then it's now visible.
So he pours it on Shabbos? The second person doesn't have
so the Yushami says that the second guy is possibly Chayev, because that is Chayev. That's Issa Deraisa. But what about the first guy? So, because that's really our Shaila. You're writing something down, you're causing something to be recorded, but there's nothing visible recording. It comes to light, you know, when you press the button, then you come, it comes to light. So, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach cites this Yerushalmi, and he says, no, it can't be that it's kosev if nothing visible to the naked eye is written on Shabbos. And therefore, again, if there is no recording, then it's okay. Then it's okay. So, halacha l'maisa, going back to the security devices, Shaila. L'maisa, there is room for leniency, certainly if it's not your security.
Yushalmi says it's more to the right and invisible.
The Yushalmi says the second guy is chayav.
And what about the first guy?
It's not
is
clear.
It totally mutter?
Not clear. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it can't be kosave if I write on a piece of paper, I have this pen, and I'm writing, and nothing appears to the naked eye, that can't be considered kosev. Whereas, presumably, whereas the guy who then goes out and takes that piece of paper and, you know, pours the chemicals on it, and now everything appears, that's the ksiva. So when it comes to, as I said, somebody else's security system, then there's ample grounds, as we've seen, for leniency, and not even clear it's aser if anything's happening. If it is, it's lo nichale. Plus, you know, this brings us back to a number of earlier questions that we talked about, like how you understand the Rashba by Tzeda. Depending on if you see that as an expansive principle, then that might be relevant here. Sikration lo echbas lay for an iser derabanan. Not even clear if there is an iser derabanan. Fine. If it's your own security system, less clear. And in that case, if one is able to certainly turn off the monitor, that would be preferable. If you can't, because of safety concerns, Lemaisa, the poskim are Makel, and as I said, if we weren't Makel, then we would really be stuck in many, many situations. Okay, now I want to turn to another Kosev Shaila, totally new topic, though we'll see in a moment that it's actually a bit relevant. And that is the Shaila of Scrabble. But there are many, many versions of this question. The question is, if I bring letters together to form words, is that a violation of kosev? Or if I separate them, is it a violation of mochek? So what will this depend on? This might bring us back to the question we asked at the beginning about the gader of the malacha. If you see the gader of malachas kosev as creating letters, like you do when you write in a typical way, so obviously I haven't created any letters. All of my letters were here from the start. If you see the malacha as perhaps communicating, creating words through writing, so that's what I've done, that might be aser. If you define the malacha as attaching letters to paper, so then maybe that will depend on the degree to which this is attached. So, do we have any rayos? So, one potential raya is like this. Where do we find kosev in the Mishkan? Where was kosev in the Mishkan? The Kohanim, they wrote the letters. Good. Where, in other words, what did they do? The Mishkan was formed of beams, and they wrote, let's assume letters, though that isn't so pasha, let's assume letters, you know, just like you would number the boards on your sukkah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so you go in order, They would do the same thing for the crusher. Good. So that's where Cozy. Where was Mochek in the Mishkan?
They made a mistake.
Says the Gemara, maybe they made a mistake, they would be racing. Why do we need make a mistake? Why don't I say when they separated the crusher? Because they've taken the letters that were now together, and you've separated them. So, seemingly, that would not have been a violation of Mochek. If I disassembled the Mishkan, maybe it's Soser, but it wasn't Mochek. So separating letters is not a violation of Mochek, in which case, one would argue also that bringing them together presumably isn't Kosev. That's Raya, potential Raya number one. Potential Raya number two, maybe even more explicit, is the Gemara in Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. The Mishnah tells us that the shear for Kosev Midoraisa is writing two letters. If I just write one letter, it's not an Isser, I'm not Chayav. The Mishnah not only said that, but it says that if they are, it's only Chayav if they are Nagim Zeh and Zeh, if the letters relate to each other. So for example, if I write on a wall Aleph Beis, I'm Chayav. If I write on the north wall Aleph and on the south wall Beis, that is Potter. Why? The two letters don't relate to each other. Even if I intend to write a word, they don't relate to each other. I'm Potter. So the Mishnah says like this. What if I write one letter in Tveria and one letter in Tzipori? I'm Chayav. So why am I Chayav? They're very far apart. They're not that far apart. Actually, that's part of the sugya. How far apart are they? But they're certainly not that close to each other.
Not in the same building.
Right, not in the same building. So why am I Chayav? So there are four ways that the Rishonim read this Gemara. According to Rashi, the answer is very simple. Because I could go ahead, I wrote on a pad in Tveria, and I could wrote on a pad in Tzipori. I could bring my pad from Tveria to Tzipori, and it says Aleph Beis, and they're Nagim Zenza, and I'm Chayev. Very simple. So if I'm Chayev for the writing of the letters, for the Aleph and Beis, even if I don't bring them together. Presumably, by bringing them together, though, that isn't an act of kosev. The act of kosev is when I write them, not when I bring them together. So once again, we see, bringing letters together to form words seemingly is not a violation of kosev. However, if you don't read the Gemara like Rashi, then we might not have a Raya, and we might even have an anti-Raya. Rabbeinu Chananel learns the Gemara differently. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it means, I wrote the letter like on the ground outside of Tveria, and I write another letter outside of Tzipori. And how are they Negim Zeh Mizeh? If I just, you know how like in the Sefer Torah, you know, sometimes they'll like extend, if the line lends too early, so they'll like make a really long tuft with a long leg. Well, if I really wrote, or if I extended the leg of the letter in Tveria all the way to Tzipori, they would be Negim Zeh Mizeh. No, we're talking about a case where, you know, I wrote my my Aleph on the west side of Tveria and my Tuf on the east side of Tzipori, assuming that's the directions, right? And I could theoretically extend one to the other, right? But, in other words, it's more literally Nagim Zeh Zeh. So, not as clear. Rav Haigon, cited in the Rashba, writes that Tveria and Tzipori are actually pretty close to each other. And, you know, if you go ahead and we're talking about, you know, like Hollywood, you know, outside the, that right. Word. So if you wrote Holly next to Tveria and Wood next to Tzipori and you sort of looked from one to the other, you would see one word. You could see it as one word. Oh. So that, and the Rashba writes that you wrote, one word, it's actually something totally different. You wrote Aleph on a piece of paper in Tveria, and then you brought that paper to Tzipori and you wrote Beis. So, let's say like Rashba. Rashba, if that's the pshat in Rashba, then maybe, why did Rashba not learn like Rashi and the Rambam? Maybe because he thought that actually, if you go ahead and you do it this, if you do what Rashi says, you bring the letters together, that would be Chayiv Mishum Kosev.
Or he holds that that's an irrelevant factor.
Oh, so that's going to be the question. Exactly.
Or he holds it's an irrelevant factor.
In other words, but if you think that it's that Rashi is the more Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So then, why would he not say like Rashi? Maybe because he thought that you'd be Chayiv Mishum Kosev the second time around.
If you assume, like Rebbe was assuming, that you don't need to write a word in order to be Chayiv, so then the entire concept of Negan Zemzes seems completely irrelevant.
Why?
Because if you don't need to write a word, so I can write one letter here and one letter there, the malacha doesn't have anything to do with word creation.
But the shir is Beis Osios, and Beis Osios Shenegin Zemzeh.
Well, why do I care about Negan Zemzeh? Where would that come from?
Mishkan.
The Beir Halacha is Meduyik not like that.
Yeah.
Because he's Mesupuk whether or not it has to be side by side or on top of each other.
Okay.
If he's
Dumi
the Mishkan, then that should be
Pashat
the Suffolk.
Well, maybe not. Because maybe... So let's just say this out, right? So you only ask, why do you need Negen Zem Zem? So presumably, because that's what creates a word. That's what creates a word. So I said, no, maybe it's just because that was Dumi the Mishkan. So... Yoni said, if that's right, so the Bir Halacha is Mesupik, what if you write one letter on top of another letter? Is that considered Negim Zem Zeh? Or maybe it's only Negim Zem Zeh if it's next to each other, right to left. So if you learn it from the Mishkan, presumably the Krashim were right to left. So why don't we have a right? So I would say no. In other words, Negim Zem Zeh, Dumya de Mishkan, has to be significant. Right? On my way walking here to the Sheraton, like two buildings away from the Sheraton is like the hotel. What was the name of that hotel? I don't remember. There's another hotel about a block away to the north. And it has the letters of the hotel outside written vertically. It's also Negim Zem Zeh. It's true that's not the way it was done in the Mishkan, but we know that if it's not a significant difference from the Mishkan, then the Chisaron of Dumi de Mishkan is not there. So it could be that's the suffix of the Bir Halacha. There's a tzad to say, even though in a Mishkan, the reason why Negim Zem Zeh is Dumi de Mishkan, but that's still a form of Negim Zem Zeh, and therefore would be Chayiv. Okay, so any what do the poskim say about this? We have two theoretical rayos. What are the poskim? So the Magen Avraham seems to address this question. Magen Avraham is Simon Shin Mem, Sif Katan Yud. And he brings a raya from Gittin, and he says, you know what? You're not allowed to attach letters, preformed letters, to some type of fabric, let's say. So you have fabric, and now you want to put letters next to each other, Aser. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin. Now there's a big problem with the raya from the Gemara in Gittin. What's the problem? The Gemara in Gittin says the exact opposite. It's one of those cryptic, mysterious Magen Avrams, which, like we said, are very, very hard to understand. Because the Gemara in Gittin says like this. Let's say you wrote a get that way. You wrote a get by attaching letters to a piece of fabric. It's an invalid get. And as we've seen before, there are many ways in which we seem to equate and learn out halachos in ksiva from Shabbos to Gittin. And the degree to which we do is also, as we've seen, a big machlokas rishonim. But the Magen Avraham says, from Gittin we see this is at least aser on Shabbos. But the problem is, if you're going to learn anything from Gittin, you should see it's pater. So the Machlokas HaShekel says the following suggestion. It says the only reason why it's not a valid get is because since these letters aren't fully attached to the background, to the fabric. Rashi says they're sort of attached on top and bottom, but not fully attached. So it's like osios parchos ba'avir, letters floating in the air. And in Gittin, the pasuk says, v'kasof la'sefer krisos v'nasan bi'adam. So this isn't a sefer krisos. Therefore, what's the din? It's going to be not a valid get, but Shabbos doesn't have that rule, melaches machshaves, and therefore it'd be Aser, maybe Chayiv, on Shabbos. Oh. So according to that, it would seem that the Magen Avraham would Aser making words with preformed letters. And you could say maybe it's a little different than Scrabble, because in Scrabble there's already a background. In the case that he's talking about, you're attaching just the letter to the fabric, but the logic would seem to say that it's us.
They're also going to say that in the case of the fabric, the attachment is stronger as opposed to the scrabble.
Exactly. Excellent. So certainly if we hold like the Chai Adam, that is true. And maybe the Machzor Shekel as well. The Chai Adam, Tosef HaShabbos, they basically say the Magen Avraham's diuk from Gittin is as follows. If in Gittin you are, the reason why it's not a good get is because it's not strongly attached. But if it would be strongly attached, it would be a good get. And Memela, it's Aser and Chayv on Shabbos. So if you take that approach, then as long as we are dealing with something that's not firmly attached, it would be Mutter on Shabbos. So that seems to be the view of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I mean, of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Bodner, when he was writing his Hilchos Muksa Sefer, I think in the early 80s.
Bodner?
Yes. So he brought... So first of all, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, before we get to Scrabble in a second. A fascinating tshuva. In a lot of older shuls, you'll see that they have these page turns, right, in the front of the shul. Especially, you know, Yom HaNoraim, a lot of people come to shul, they don't know where things are in the Machzor. It's sort of like the old-fashioned scorecards for like a baseball game, right? So you'd put in, you know, it was page 312, so they put a 3, a 12, and that's the way they do. So somebody asked Moshe, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos? He said it's okay, because even though you're writing, you're communicating, all those things, it's not really attached. It's not attached. They're just cards. Fine. So Rabbi Bodner brought Scrabble to Rav Moshe, and he said, so the same thing for Scrabble? So Moshe said, yeah, Scrabble would be okay by that for that reason. Scrabble would be okay. But then he showed, so it doesn't lock in place, or like bananagrams. So then Rabbi Bodner showed Rav Moshe deluxe Scrabble. So what is deluxe Scrabble? So they actually lock in place. It's not a very hard lock, but the point is there's a board, and they are, now it's not permanent. So Rav Moshe said, that's aser. In other words, he said, that's what the Magen Avraham is talking about. Magen Avraham is saying that if they are attached to something, then that would be aser. Parenthetically, there are those who aser Scrabble even without the board for a different reason, because the Chai Adam writes that if there's something that you usually do with ksiva, even if you do it in a way without kosev, it's aser gzeira mishum kosev. So if you read the rules for Scrabble, you're supposed to keep tabs, right? You have a piece of paper and you write. So therefore, since the normal way of writing Scrabble is with writing and keeping score, it should be aser even on Shabbos if you don't. You could argue that doesn't apply for Orthodox Shomrei Shabbos, because nobody ever would play Scrabble except on Shabbos, and you never write that. It's like a rule. Nobody's ever. Why do they include a scorecard on all these games? You know, so you know we can't. The way Shomrei Shabbos play these games is okay.
Did you say that the
Magen
Avraham is only talking about if there's an adhesive?
So exactly correct. So you are. So now the question is, how far do you go? Maybe we could accept Rav Moshe's understanding of the Magen Avraham, but still say that it's okay, because this is so, in other words, let's just take it like the Pashup shot, I would say, is it's a nafkamina between the Tosef HaShabbos Chai Adam versus the Machzor Shekel. If you learn like the let's say Chai Adam, then it should be okay, because this is the Chai Adam says when it's a very weak connection, then it's nothing, right? If you learn like the Machzis HaShekel that we're being mechalik between Gittin and Shabbos, then even though it's that same weak connection that we're talking about in Gittin, it's still aser on Shabbos. Now, you could still say what you're suggesting, well, maybe deluxe Scrabble is weaker, but then it's already hard to know where to draw the line. So if you take the approach of the Tosefta Shabbos, then I would think that, yes, deluxe Scrabble would be mutter. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach might have a different understanding of the Magen Avraham, whereby, according to the Magen Avraham, it would totally not be relevant. But, as I said, according to Rav Moshe, anytime it adheres, you're dealing with at least a potential Isser Drabanan. It's hard to know exactly where to draw the line. Certainly, you could argue it would be okay according to Chai Adam, but, and Rav Moshe does fundamentally accept that Chai Adam, but it's somewhat hard to know where to draw the line. Apparently, Rav Moshe himself was concerned about deluxe Scrabble. So the next topic, well, I guess we're going to have to do another time, is going to be the library book Shiloh. So that's where all this stuff comes together, including back to the video Shiloh. So I guess next time we'll pick up. All right. Chevra, Shkayach.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Baruch Tia. Okay.